a Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Chairman and Board Members of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Chairman of CATA, President of CATA, Executive Director of CATA, delegates from across the globe, distinguished invited guests, ladies and gentlemen. Let me first congratulate all delegates to this conference for your contributions and output during the past 5 days. Let me also thank the organizers of this conference for the invitation to be part of the closing ceremony. Intellectual exercises, such as the ones you have gone through in the past 5 days, have never been an easy task, especially when it has to deal with a living and growing subject like taxation. Having gone through the conference with the theme Leveraging Technology to Enhance Revenue Administration, I wish to believe that delegates from countries that are yet to reach an advanced level of the use of technology in tax administration have benefited immensely from this conference and will be returning well-armed to share experiences gained here with colleagues at home. I am informed that you treated and discussed a range of topics, including information management through technology, mega trends in digital technology, driving compliance through technology, data-driven tax administration, use of digital solutions to enhance compliance, digitization, its impact on human resources. With these topics, I'm inclined to ask a number of questions. Are delegates prepared to put forward policy proposals and implementation steps, what has been discussed here, to enhance their revenue administrations? What role do we expect technology to play in positively influencing tax administrations, especially for the developing countries within CATA? How can we use technology to re-engineer our business processes and proceedings in assessments, compliance, and auditing to ensure that they are convenient to the taxpayer, especially in the area of filing tax returns and payment of taxes? How can we use technology to prevent or minimize tax evasion, illicit financial flows, and fraud? Is technological innovation to improve tax administration in order to boost domestic tax revenue the answer we are looking for? I believe the answers to these questions would help in the implementation of the resolutions you've made here. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have reached a stage in our development where we must adopt appropriate and current improved technology to make tax administration convenient for taxpayers. In Ghana, for example, we are a population of 27 million or so, but taxpayers only amount to 1.2 million. We are dealing with a very large informal economy, and that means the burden of taxation falls on a very small number of people. And we have been thinking about ways, essentially, of leveraging technology to broaden this tax base so that the burden of taxation will be lowered, and also that the collection of taxes will be enhanced. And this is why we are engaged in a number of policies this year. As a government, we've launched the national ID card, because you have to identify all your taxpayers in the first place to be able to collect. So we've launched a national ID card, which is A digital ID card, biometrically based, both fingerprint and iris, which we want to issue to the whole population, both foreign and citizens. We've also launched a digital address system, so we have to know where everybody also lives if you're going to be able to collect your revenues. And so in Ghana today, we have 16.1 billion addresses. Every 5 by 5 square meter of land is appropriately identified with postcode, district, region, and so on. We've also moved on to work on the implementation of an interoperable payment system between the mobile companies and the banks. If you are a revenue authority, you must be able to have an efficient way of people paying for their taxes. Some people may not step in a bank ever in their lives. They may just have their mobile phone. But we have to provide a convenient technology to allow them to pay their taxes. And this is where the interoperability comes in. And so this year, we have actually successfully, as far as the technical work is concerned, work is completed on an interoperable payment system for Ghana. Now we have to go through a number of issues, the governance framework and so on. But it will be launched by the end of this year, early next year. We will have the launch of the interoperable system, and that therefore will allow for financial inclusion and allow a lot of people, both in rural and urban areas, to be able to pay their taxes. You know, so once you're able to uniquely identify everyone by the help of technology, you are able to uniquely identify where everyone is in terms of addresses, whether it's companies or residential addresses. Once you are able to provide a convenient means of payment of taxes and so on for everyone, you've been really able to leverage technology in that sense to be able to improve revenue collection. Our goal in Ghana is to, once all of these are completed, the issuance of the cards and all of the projects here, is to be able to ensure that we set a goal where everyone will have to file their taxes by a certain day each year. And you can therefore be able to assess, given your income, how much you are supposed to pay to the state. And this is where we are going towards. And we hope that with that type of leveraging of technology, we will be able to rope in a lot more taxpayers than currently is the case. And this is the direction Ghana is moving to. So we want to really have a situation where everyone is filing their taxes. Even if you are paying zero, even if your tax assessment says you will not pay a dime to the tax authorities, we still want you to file. That alone is very good information, and that we can look at it. And so we want to head in this direction. Ladies and gentlemen, in this regard, it is appropriate to mention that the Domestic Tax Revenue Division of GRA is taking advantage of technology to implement an e-solution platform, the Total Revenue Integrated Processing System, TRIPS, to administer tax. As government, we are eager to see how this innovation translates into higher yield and boosts revenue mobilization. There is an urgency in building our domestic revenue mobilization, and therefore let us explore how best technology can help us achieve that goal. With effective tax administration, we may not need higher income and profit tax rates to increase revenue collections. creating effective national tax systems from policy to administration remains our challenge. And I believe the outcomes of this conference will help move us a step up the ladder in building stronger national tax systems. Additionally, on the 1st of September 2017, the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority started the implementation of the paperless clearance of goods from the Ghanaian ports. This platform is helping immensely in the GRA's revenue mobilization drive, and it is ample testimony that technology can achieve a lot as far as revenue collection is concerned. And this paperless system at the port, what we've just basically done is reduce the human interfaces in the clearance process, and that reduces corruption and enhances revenue at the same time. I'm therefore urging all delegates, particularly those from the developing parts of the Commonwealth, not to lose sight of what technology can achieve for revenue administrations. I charge you to be the ambassadors of what technology can do and take the initiative in recommending e-solutions to deal with tax issues, including how to capture the hard to tax in the revenue tax net and how to maximize consumption taxation. This way, tax administrations will not only reduce the turnaround time for taxpayers to do business, but will also improve service delivery. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure in your brief stay here, you have experienced the world-acclaimed traditional Ghanaian hospitality and enjoyed your stay here. I think the president mentioned that he didn't miss the food from Malaysia, because I think the food in Ghana is spicy enough to meet your tastes. I wish you safe flights and journeys back to your countries until 2018, when the next Qatar conference reconvenes. It is my pleasure to declare the 38th Qatar Annual Technical Conference held in Ghana formally closed. God bless all of you. God bless our homeland, Ghana, and thank you for your attention.